Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at jmorrismcm on Twitter, musiccitymiracles.com. Today is Friday, January the 12th. I just want to give a quick update on where the Titans are in their coaching search. Before we do that, I will mention that it was announced this morning that Gerard Mayo has gotten the head coaching job for the New England Patriots. So that means, obviously, Mike Vrabel is not getting that job. So maybe some of the stuff that we talked about yesterday, some of the stuff in the Diana Rossini and Joe Rexroad article, not that stuff in there wasn't true, because I think it absolutely was, but maybe it wasn't all building, well, it obviously wasn't all building towards Vrabel forcing his way out here to get to be the coach in New England, right? So, I mean, they came out this morning and said basically that this succession plan from Belichick to Gerard Mayo has been planned for a long time. The league approved it. Obviously, with Mayo being a minority, that fulfills any Rooney Rule stuff they have. Because, as we talked about before, even if the Patriots had wanted to trade for Vrabel, they would have had to have still interviewed the Rooney Rule candidates before they could hire Mike or trade for Mike Vrabel. So, Mayo to the Patriots. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Vrabel. Does he get a job this cycle? I don't know. Right now, there are a handful of jobs open: Carolina, Washington, Atlanta, the Chargers, the Raiders. Those are the jobs that are, I think that's all of them that are currently open. Titans, obviously. I don't know. I don't know that any of them are an obvious fit for Vrabel. I think Vrabel would probably love to get that Chargers job. I still think that's going to Harbaugh, but it's been quiet. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of talk of the Harbaugh stuff. Maybe it's just, you know, a few days after a national championship here, going to let it, you know, let that kind of settle in, let them have that for a week or so before he, you know, goes ahead and jumps ship. I do still think that's eventually what happens. But anyway, so that's kind of what's going on around the league. There were a couple of more announcements yesterday of guys the Titans want to interview that came out. One of them was Brian Johnson, who is the Eagles offensive coordinator. And I got some thoughts about him from the guy that runs Bleeding Green Nation, which is the SB Nation blog for the Eagles. So go check that out. It's an interesting situation around him, because I think a lot of Eagles fans are down on him because the offense took a step back this year. But Brandon seems to still believe in Johnson as a guy that eventually is going to be a good head coach. And then Bobby Slowick, who is the Texans offensive coordinator. We figured that was coming eventually, that they would request to interview him. He has ties to Rand Carthon back to San Francisco. They were there together. One thing that I will note that I've heard said by multiple people, like, you know, people reporting this or people that have talked about it. Teron Davenport talked about it this morning on Robbie and Rex Road. And then I think Paul Kuharsky has heard it from maybe John McClain as well, that Slowick may not be ready yet. It may still be a little bit early for him to jump to a head coaching job. So just kind of keep that in mind. Doesn't mean he won't get it here, but that's kind of been the feeling about him from certain people. The Titans are going to start interviewing the guys they can interview. So there was a report yesterday that they were interviewing Callahan today. So that may be happening at some point today. He may be in Nashville right now. And then it came out just a few minutes ago, I think, from Mike Garafolo that Antonio Pierce is going to interview this weekend. So the guys that are not connected to playoff teams, they can go ahead and start interviewing those guys. They'll have to wait on the other guys until their teams get eliminated, or I think there's a window at some point, maybe after this weekend or next weekend, where they can have those guys in and do face-to-face stuff with them even before their teams are eliminated. But a lot of these guys obviously will be out as the teams dwindle down as we go through the playoffs here. So that's kind of where we're at. Again, I like the fact that the Titans are casting a wide net. I like the fact that they're bringing in guys from, you know, both sides of the ball. One other thing that I didn't mention, Diana Russini said yesterday that Harbaugh and Bill Belichick are not on the Titans list. And I mean, I think that makes sense. If you're looking for somebody to collaborate, I think Harbaugh and Belichick are going to want a lot of control wherever they go. Also, I just wonder with guys like, because somebody brought up Pete Carroll. You know, guys that are as old as those guys are, do you really want to bring them in knowing that there's a short, even if they're successful, there's a relatively short amount of time that they're going to keep coaching, right? So you may not want to bring a guy that's in his 70s. Are you getting, I mean, even if he's great, you're not getting 10 years out of him, most likely, right? So, I mean, I think that's something to keep in mind as well. And most of the guys that we've seen the Titans have requested are really young guys anyway. But I just think that's important to note that, like, because there's been some pushback on why would you not want to interview those guys. There was some pushback on why would you not bring Belichick in. I think that makes perfect sense. And the Vrabel-Belichick connection, like, I just don't see I don't see that being a thing that was ever on the radar anyway. But especially with his age. And then, like I said, with Harbaugh, the control thing, I can't imagine that he's going to be a guy that's excited to come in here and collaborate. So, anyway. So, that's kind of where we're at. We'll get some more clarity over the weekend as they conduct interviews. I expect to see that tweet, you know, at some point over the next couple of days. The Titans have completed an interview with blah, blah, blah. They'll do that, you know, once those guys have been in and done that. But I don't think a hiring is going to be imminent, because I think they're going to want to wait to talk to a lot of these guys. And as well they should. Talk to as many people as you can. Get all the ideas. See all the things. Make your decision from there. So, I mean, I think it's a smart way to go with this process. And it'll just be interesting. It'll be interesting if Vrabel doesn't get a job here in this cycle. All the people that, you know, were like, oh, they should have traded him. How stupid are they to not trade him? And blah, blah, blah. Even after, because, I mean, I was kind of in that camp. But then after it, they talked about all the steps you have to go through to trade a guy. I was like, well, yeah, you're not waiting 3 weeks and having to go through this and that, and the coach has to agree. But there were still people that were like, oh, you had this asset. You gave him up for nothing. How dumb are you? If Vrabel didn't get a job, how good was the asset? You know? And maybe he will. I mean, there's still ways to go. I don't know if I mentioned the Commanders. The Commanders is also open. When I talked about opening jobs earlier. So, anyway, that's just kind of where we're at. Well, like I said, we'll see a bunch more about this over the weekend, and then we'll get more clarity next week when more guys are available to be interviewed and that kind of stuff. So between now and then, MusicMiracles.com, we've been, every time we get news on a guy they've requested or an interview that's happening, we've been putting it up there. There's, if you go to the main page of MusicMiracles.com, there is a what we call a story stream, and everything that comes out of the coaching is going in there. So if you bookmark that page, you'll be able to see all the updates that are there. So do that. Tell people you know to do that. Same thing with the podcast. Listen to the podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe. Tell somebody about it. Provide feedback. Anything you think you want to hear, you don't like, whatever, let me know. Always open to that kind of stuff. And yeah, so I think that's it for today. Like I said, we'll be back at you, I'm sure, a couple times next week with updates. But, you know, subscribe. Look at MusicMiracles.com. You'll see all the news there. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.